Good morning. It's 9:46 a.m. So I'm getting up early today. This is a new me. I'm getting up in the a.m. And gonna record this podcast, and I'm gonna run, and day is gonna be mine. Gonna make so much shit happen today. Hey, you know, let's not put too much pressure on it. Maybe something will happen. So much, you know, I don't have to set myself up for failure here. I'm gonna try to make things, something happen today. And by things, you know, that's very general. Or think it could be, but something will happen. I'm gonna drop off laundry. That's definitely gonna happen. This weekend, I saw American Animals. That was good. That's a good movie. This is the mistake I made. They make a joke in the front, in the beginning, saying this isn't based on a true story, and then they say it is. So I thought it was fake, but it's real. The story is real. I mean, it's a movie. But then they have real people that are the real people in the movie, that are the people being played in the movie. And I thought that they were actors as well. I was wrong. Maybe I'm just an idiot. Cause I was with my friend Ian, and we ran into somebody after the movie, and he was explaining the movie to them, and he said how it was cool. They had the real people in the movie, and I was like, no, those were actors. And he's like, really? I was like, yeah, dude, you're stupid. And then he Googles it, and he's like, no, that was real. I'm like, oh. I was pretty sure that I was right. But go see the movie. It was put out partially by MoviePass, so I got to promote it as to promote MoviePass and keep the company alive a little longer. Because I like going to the movies. I guess we'll look at the news. Anything that happened this weekend? I didn't have any shows. So I just like hung out with friends, went to movies. I saw I Feel Pretty last night. I enjoyed that. That's a good movie. I don't think it got like some bad reviews or something, but I enjoyed it. And that's all I got to say about that. I would recommend both those movies. Although I think I Feel Pretty is almost out of the theater. I'm just doing good news today. Good vibes to start off the week. You know what I'm saying? That's no good. Oh, here we go. World's oldest cat celebrates 30th birthday. Holy shit. 30? When I met Jacqueline, she had a cat that was 20 years old, which is ridiculously old, that went on to live another 3 years. I lived with that cat for 3 years. Her given name was Blossom. I called her Snoozer. I love that cat. Like, me and that cat were best friends for 3 years. And when I would say cat's 23, people would, holy shit, I can't believe it. And then when she died, which was pretty rough, all around, because Jacqueline grew up with that cat, you know. And when she died, and then you'd be like, she died, she was 23. People, oh, well, she's 23.
What the fuck you expect? You think she was going to live forever? Quit bitching. So I'm sure that'll happen to this 30-year-old cat once it finally moves on to the next plane of existence, whatever the hell that is. I mean, for people, I believe that is rotting in the ground. And for cats, I think they go to heaven with Jesus. Okay, so I got interrupted for a second there because my phone rang. And it was somebody, I don't know who it was, St. Louis, Missouri, trying to call me. And I was like, I don't know anybody in St. Louis. I do. But leave a message. Who calls? It probably wasn't somebody I know. It's probably, when my phone rings, it's like, not for me. Almost every time. It's not from it. I get a lot of phone calls that, and then there's a voicemail, and then the voicemail is like in some other language that I don't know. It sounds Asian, but I don't know the language. I'm not a linguist. I only know American English. So there's that, and then I'm also on some kind of group text for a Zog sports team practice. You know, I get no practice today. It's Memorial Day. I get those, and I would unsubscribe, or I'd just say, "Hey, take me off this. I'm not on your team." But I kind of like knowing. It's kind of fun to be in. In a group text, no matter what. I don't have that many. I have my family group text, which won't ring. And it's my niece's birthday today, so just blowing up. Just a happy birthday. All right, I guess I'll. What other news? Good. Well, this is kind of fun. Except, somebody got shot. The FBI agent loses his gun during dance floor backflip, accidentally shoots bar patron. But I'm assuming that bar patron is alive, because I think dead would be in there. And flew out of his agent lunged for his gun but accidentally fired it. As he was picking it up, one person was struck in the lower leg, but is expected to survive. And I would imagine, you got to get some money for that, right? FBI agent shoots you in the leg because he's an idiot. I think you gotta get some dough for that. And I think. FBI agent, if you're packing heat, you can't dance, man. It's like the town in Footloose when you got that gun. No dancing. Only leads to the devil's business. Like people getting shot. But it's sort of fun. I mean, even the person that got shot in the leg has to be able to laugh at it, right? I don't know. I've never been shot in the leg. I imagine it's very painful. No, that's going to get me mad. Oof. Yeah. Well, this might be good. Let's see. Ooh, this is brutal. I mean, I'm going to read this. A pet husky is in trouble after police said the dog killed nearly 24 animals at a petting zoo. Holy shit. That's fucking... Hey, listen, the dog's just being an animal. But it's pretty... This is in Utah. Yeah, I don't know. Oof. Imagine the kid, the field trip that showed up at opening time for the petting zoo. Like, hey kids, time for the petting zoo. Who wants to feed the goat? I was a kid with the petting zoo. I was feeding this goat, and then the goat knocked the cup out of my hand. It was like a Dixie cup full of food. And then the goat knocked it out of my hand, started eating the cup. It freaked me out. Then started eating my shirt. It was a hungry goat. But it was alive, which is the biggest part of the petting zoo, is having animals that are living. Oh, I'm sorry to leave you on that terrible note about this dog attacking a petting zoo, but that's where we're going to leave it today. Let's do it again tomorrow. I'll see you then. We love you.